Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Right, Medic YMCA, our focus this morning. We're going to talk about a number of things. Naomi Murdoch is here, the Community Health Wellness Director with the Y. Naomi, it is always great to have you here. Good morning and welcome back.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
And Kathy Wiese is here, the YMCA Race Director. Kathy, it has been way too long since you've been in here.
Way too long. Great to be back.
Because we did not do the Great Train Race this year.
No.
And so you are back. And boy, that had to be, I mean, for me, it just be for in the last 4 or 5 years, you all have come in and we've talked to with the Great Train Race every year and just a lot of the Y races. And it was just, it was a void
frozen.
This year.
It was just quiet.
I'm sure for you, just all the planning, you had gotten that series going at the mm-hmm. airport and the raceway and everything, and so
it was sad to. It was really a hard decision. Obviously, it had to happen.
But yeah,
it was just so sad to see that series pause that this past year.
However, when a couple of weeks ago, and you talk about there being a buzz when something happens, when word came out that the Turkey Trot was going to go, I mean, a lot of people, I ran into a lot of people that were really excited, some normalcy,
mm-hmm.
sort of returning.
When we got that approval from Fredericksburg City that we could have the event and we could bring it to the capacity that we were hoping to,
yeah,
really just like 2 months ago. We have been putting this event together in a very short amount of time, and we are 20 days out and super excited. Cannot wait for this to happen.
Wait a minute. 20 days. That's
20 days.
Wow. Thanksgiving is just
is that close.
Coming up.
It is.
So it's going to be it's the Turkey Trot, but it's a little bit different this year. Let's talk about all the what we need to know.
Okay. So what we need to know is there's a virtual option as well as in person. So our kids' mile and half mile are 100% virtual. We can't have spectators at the event. So safest option for our kids is, you know, run at home with mom and dad.
Okay.
Walk at home with mom and dad. We're going to have 6 waves of 300 participants in each wave, again, to helping looking for social distancing. We're going to have the first 3 waves going at 7:15, 7:20, 7:25. Then we're going to do a 20-minute break. That's going to allow those runners to finish and clear the course. And then we will do 3 more waves at 7:45, 7:50, 7:55. And then that way everyone is hopefully a little more spread out. It's a safer event all around.
You can tell that you have been planning this because you didn't have one note. You went through that whole thing and you didn't look down at anything and you knew that. But
yes.
So I have seen a couple of smaller races take place and they can be done. That's the great thing about races.
I think the other great thing that, you know, again, with advancing technologies is this year we're 100% paperless because we don't want any extra touch stations.
Yeah.
We want to get away from that. So everyone can use their phones because a lot of people have them, right? Use your phones, use your computers, and you can sign up right through runsignup.com and you will automatically electronically get a bib. So you can even come the day before the race and sign up. Come to James Monroe and get your t-shirt and your bib and you just tap your phone and then you're entered.
That's it.
So fingers crossed.
Yeah, no. This is exciting that it can take place, and I guess the other thing, and especially with all races, but especially with the Turkey Trot, it's always such a social event. I guess this year you want everybody just kind of find your place, and as
yes.
hard as it's going to be, just stay there.
Correct. So we actually have for safety precautions, we are having 6 corral colors as well. So think of the rainbow, Roy G. Biv. We all learned that. Red, orange, and yellow will go first, and then green, blue, purple will go in that second wave. But everyone will be assigned a color, and within the James Monroe High School parking lot, they can stand outside and wait for their turn,
mm-hmm.
or they can actually wait in their cars, and they will get updates through the radio as well. So that will be great.
Okay.
And then kind of a reminder, and they can show right up to the start line and then run. So that way, if they really want to socially distance themselves from the other 300 runners in their corral, they can just wait in their car and then come up right before the start.
Okay. Well, this is very workable. It is going to be different just because
The social distancing aspect has really played a part. We're also, we had to actually back up the start line 610 feet. So the course stays the same, but the start and finish are a little different. So when you start further back, they'll finish sooner on Fall Hill Avenue.
Oh, you won't make that turn.
So they will not make the turn back onto Washington Avenue. That way we're keeping everybody separate. So the people who are finishing will come through the finish line, get their race packet that will have a water bottle and a banana, and then we're going to say Happy Thanksgiving and make your way to your cars. While the next three waves that are starting, well, hopefully they will not pass each other. Mm-hmm. You know, there won't be any mixing of people. We're going to really keep them spread out.
That works. Yeah. I never even thought about keeping that keeping it all on Fall Hill. The finish on Fall Hill.
The finish on Fall Hill. So it'll be nice right before, right by the old Mary Washington building on Elm Street is where the finish line will be. So we're asking for no spectators, of course. On the course, you can cheer your family members on, but at the start and finish line area, we are potentially going to try to set up a Facebook Live finish line so people can actually see their family members crossing the finish as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to try to do this new technology stuff.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. Either way.
Well, for so long, I kept thinking it wouldn't. There was just no way it could. And so when like I said, when the word came out, that was really for a couple of days. There was just, you saw it all over Facebook.
Yes. And I mean, like I said, Fredericksburg City, we got together with the safety committee and we just knocked out all the scenarios. And I said, you know, tell me what we can do to make this happen and I will do my best. And we came up with this great plan. So I'm happy it's moving forward and we're going to get this done in 20 days.
The 20 days. So to sign up, where do you sign up again?
To sign up, you want to go to runsignup.com. Every runner will have to register. And once you're registered with them, it's a race registration portal. So any other local races you want to do are moving to this race portal, this registration portal.
Oh, okay.
And it's a great way for me as the race director to get a hold of all the runners. I can email everybody and say, here's the latest update. In case we have a weather delay, I can reach every single runner by using this registration portal. So it's a fantastic. Runsignup.com. Just go there, tap in the Rappahannock area, you know, YMCA Turkey Trot, and it'll pull us right up. And if you don't want to run, you can volunteer. We still need volunteers. We are 20 days out, so anytime you can help the day before or on race day, we will be there. Race morning, 6:30 to 9:30. The roads will open back up at 9:30. I have promised the city that, so there you go.
We're gonna
everybody's gonna be at home for time for that turkey dinner.
Yeah,
for sure.
Well, again, the fact that you can do it in runsignup.com, the place to go.
Yes.
And boy, you got to feel good as race director for this. Just the love that there is for the turkey trot.
Yeah, so many people wanted to see this happen. I think especially this year, the running community, our sponsors. There were so many people that wanted to see an in-person race, and I'm just glad we're able to provide that. You know, something to, you know, end this year on a good note, and getting the community together. So.
At some point, I'm sure whether it was Barney or somebody came to you, I guess that probably this summer and said, see if we can make this work. Wow. At first, I would have thought that would be, what a high mountain to climb this is going to be.
Yeah. Last year, I had trained under the previous race director, Terry McLaughlin.
Yeah.
And seeing that beast at its height with, 2,400 runners, I was like, okay, I'm up to the challenge. And then COVID hit and I'm like, let's see what happens. So it was definitely exciting to, like I said, bring it in just a couple months ago and let's make it happen.
What's the other thing as far as, you taking over, Vic Culp retiring.
So you have Arsenal Events, the new timing company. So
yeah.
It is a new beast for all of us.
Everybody, you might as well learn in a year it's just weird.
Oh, yeah. So we have definitely learned. I mean, Arsenal Events is stepping it up with timing and implementing some great virtual options. So we have the thing for our virtual runners, they can get into what's called Race Joy. And it has music. You can enter your finish times and really enjoy your virtual experience at home.
Okay.
So it's a really nice option. And you still get the, let me say, really cool T-shirt. This year we have done a new design. It is not going to be a white long sleeve T-shirt. We are going gray.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's exciting.
As you described it, you said a T-shirt. I because I've got a bunch of them and they're all white.
I know.
And there's always
not this year. Okay. Not this year.
Nice change.
Yep, we are getting it. It's. I'm excited. Yeah, we got a cute little turkey on the front.
Okay.
He's running just like everybody else this year, and it's gray and long sleeves, so a new tech blend. So it's exciting.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Kathy Wiese here, Naomi Murdoch here. Again, we're talking Rappahannock YMCA, and we're talking about some events. And then we started off, and we will talk again before we get out of here this morning, again, about the turkey trot. I can't read my writing. The website again to sign up?
RunSignUp.com.
RunSignUp, I thought that. Okay,
RunSignUp.com. Guarantee your cool T-shirt. Guarantee a cool T-shirt by November 10th. The T-shirt guarantee goes away by November 10th.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, which is like soon.
Just
like next week.
Yeah, next week.
Yeah.
Okay.
So sign up.
RunSignUp.com. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We'll be right back.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're talking Rappahannock YMCA this morning. Kathy Wiese here. Naomi Murdoch is here. We heard about the turkey trot, and we will continue to give you information again on that and talk about that as we go along this morning. Naomi is the community health wellness director, and we are coming. This is the time of year, Naomi, that the community health fair takes place, and this is a pretty exciting event.
It really, really is. We, for the last, I would say, 2 to 3 years, we've been able to provide in-house community health fairs at both our MACID and our King George Family YMCA branches, and they've been really successful. We've had and serviced up to about 350, 400 people.
Wow.
And it's been really great to provide those direct services and really give our community so much education on what's available for their wellness. It does and will look a little bit different this year.
Of course.
So this year, you know, we didn't want to go without, you know, educating our community. So we've partnered again with Mary Washington Healthcare, and we are going virtual. So next Friday, November 13th, we will be providing a full day of virtual education from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And we are really, really excited about it. We're going to be talking about a lot of health topics that affect our community. Diabetes. It's Diabetes Awareness Month in November.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that? Diabetes, all about diabetes. We're going to be talking about mindful eating. Giant Foods is going to be presenting that for us. Mental health. Through the pandemic, you know, a lot of people are dealing with mental health, you know, effects of screen time. We're virtual. We're doing a lot of things virtual. So Dr. Irwin will be talking about the effects of screen time and physical activity. We're also going to be talking about hypertension. The list goes on. It's a full day event, and our agenda is up on our website.
Well, and boy, you talk about great timing. And like you said, with the pandemic going on, we have not been doing healthy things, most of us.
It has been difficult for a lot. People are stuck at home. Obviously, you know, with, you know, not being able to go to different places, a lot of places are shut down right now. People are struggling on how to find and fit in physical activity in their lifestyle. So the YMCA has come up about, we have provided a lot online for free as far as how to get physically active, how to do things in your home with your children. And so we are doing in-house, outside classes, virtual classes to really help our community continue to stay active.
Well, and I look forward to this, and I'm going to look at the schedule and take
yes.
part in some of this because
all day long.
I need to. But the why, and I told you this a few months ago when you were in, the why has done just a terrific job. The videos that you all have done
mm-hmm.
have all been just very, very not only helpful, but you all really, once the initial sort of get over some of the, you know, trying to figure this technology out, you guys
yes.
really did. I mean, you had some great videos, Naomi.
We did a lot of great videos, you know, and we really thought about all of our community, you know,
mm-hmm.
the people who, you know, are high intensity, we were doing that. People that, you know, therapeutic populations, chair-based exercises, we really hit all different levels of fitness, and those were on our YouTube page. They still are on our YouTube page and are free for all of our community. And then once we got back into our branches, we were still working on inside, of course, with all of our social distancing guidelines. Outside, we have a lot of outside classes for those that prefer to be outside. And then we have our virtual fitness, which is going on every single week. We are providing over 45 different types of classes to our community through that virtual platform.
Wow. Well, thank you for that. And that really has been something. I mean, the Y really embraced it right away.
Yes.
And they were good. I mean, just and you thought of everything from the camera angles to, I mean, and everybody was so enthusiastic.
Yes, we definitely were enthusiastic. We were excited. We didn't want to skip a beat when it came to providing, you know, continued health and wellness options. And we have learned, definitely, this has been a growing experience on how to provide, you know, those much needed services to our members and what really our members needed. So our members have communicated with us and we continue to grow and add to our plate of offering.
Kathy, you're at the Spotsylvania Y.
Yes, sir.
And I mean, you too. I mean, you all got into it.
I think Naomi and Angela Williams, to me, they were like the two faces of the Y. They were like the local celebrities.
Yes.
You know, I think they have a great team, both of them. You know, all of our branches have a great team of wellness and fitness instructors, and the ones that stepped up and provided yoga, therapeutic wellness classes. I mean, the amount
Angie
of time.
Angie was definitely getting in there with all of our high intensity type classes for sure.
Just, yes. And working at home, camera angles and putting those videos together. I mean, it was definitely a team effort, and they did a great job.
Oh, they did it because I watched a lot of Naomi's just because they were very good, and I remember thinking, well, I know Naomi well, and I know that this is out of her comfort zone initially.
Oh, you better believe it.
But you could never tell. You could never tell.
I always think about our members and the people that we serve, and I just think about their faces and them being in the classes, and that's what I thought about because that's what we do. We really want to make sure that, you know, our community stays healthy. And so between, you know, those classes, you know, our upcoming health fair, and we're really grateful for Mary Washington because they've really provided a lot of health professionals that will really be talking about great topics that we all are dealing with. You know, 1 in 3 people, you know, are diagnosed with diabetes. You know, 1 in 3 people deal with hypertension. So these are things that, you know, are really pertinent to the people that live within our communities. And I'm hoping that they really receive a lot of education from that, as well as what are your next steps? You know, so where are you now and what can you do about your health and wellness? The YMCA has a lot of great programs that we will be kicking back off in 2021, our blood pressure self-monitoring program, our diabetes prevention program, lifelong essentials for nutrition and exercise. So if you just really feel like I need some help with nutrition, I really need help and guidance with exercise, that program is for you, and there's no qualifications for that program. If you have the need, you get to join. So we have all those programs coming up in 2021, and we're excited to educate our community on what they're about and how you can get involved.
Those statistics you just gave, though, give those again, because that was I did not know. They were a lot higher than I would have ever thought.
Yes. I mean, there are 1 in 3 people, you know, deal with diabetes in our country.
Yeah.
And same thing with hypertension. And then there's over 80 million that are at risk for developing type 2 diabetes. So we really want to, you know, reach the people that are at risk. So hopefully we can delay, reduce, or hopefully never develop the onset of type 2 diabetes. So we'll be talking a lot about, you know, what diabetes is, you know, ways to, you know, start to change some of your behavioral patterns to delay or reduce. And if you need that additional help, programs such as our YMCA's Diabetes Prevention Program and how you can get involved in that. That's a year-long program. It sounds like a long time, but we know that behavioral change takes time, right?
Right. Yeah.
You know, it's not something that happens overnight. We know that there's a lot of barriers, a lot of things that people deal with every single day that might, you know, delay their process, whether it's, you know, food accessibility, whether it's physical activity barriers. And right now, of course, during this pandemic, that's been difficult for a lot of people who are at home now working, homeschooling maybe on top of that, you know, so there's a lot of things that are going on. So we really want to come and surround people, kind of walk beside them and say, hey, how can we help you walk through this?
Well, and what's so interesting is so many of us, I think, just think of the why as, well, I'm going to go there and I'm going to work out.
Yeah.
This is way more. This is mm-hmm. providing, you know, vital education.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we have, you know, a set amount of people that will come into the Y, and they have a good handle maybe on their physical fitness. They come in, they know what to do. Mm-hmm. But we also have, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are not quite sure, you know, where to start.
That
you know,
would be
maybe
me.
We've talked
You're
about
talking
that,
to
haven't
me.
We? Yeah.
Yes,
you know, or maybe there's a physical injury.
Yes,
you know,
there is.
Or there's a chronic condition that they're dealing with, and they're like, how do I do this and not further injure myself? You know, and so that's where all of our programming comes in place. That's where we can really come alongside you. And the great thing about our programming, as we mentioned, is that, you know, we're also going virtual. So if you are not comfortable necessarily coming in quite yet, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have lots of virtual options that we'll be starting with all of our community health programs, our diabetes prevention, like I said, our hypertension, our lean program, you name it. There's going to be options both in person and virtual, and we will meet you where you are.
Speaking of injuries, we need to take a break. And I do want to talk to you because, I mean, I've been dealing and I'm dealing with this Achilles issue, and
uh-huh.
I wish I had a long time ago said, hey, Naomi,
hey,
what can you do?
What can we do?
Because we could have done some things.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be in the situation I'm at now. So we're going to talk about that because that's another piece of the why puzzle. And
let's
whether
talk.
You've got an Achilles or you've got stroke or other major
yes,
things,
yes.
The why can help you. And we'll talk about that when we come back. Family-YMCA.org if you want to get to information on the why. Family-YMCA.org. Naomi Murdoch and Kathy Wiese from The Y here this morning. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg. A Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Rappahannock YMCA in this morning. Naomi Murdoch and Kathy Wiese here. Kathy's the YMCA race director. We're going to talk again about the turkey trot and what you need to know about that. Naomi's the community health wellness director, and we've been talking about the community health fair. A week from today, on November 13th, it's
yes.
virtual.
Virtual.
But the next
day.
And
that's free for anyone that wants to join.
So I can sit at my computer and I can learn.
Yes, and you can go to www.family-ymca.org/health.
Okay.
That's easy.
That's easy.
That's nice.
You know, so you can go on that. That's on our website.
Just go to the Y
click
website.
Click on that and it will automatically bring up what's going on that day.
So that day, so I can sit and in the privacy of my home, learn all kinds of things.
Learn all mm-hmm. kinds of things. And not only that, you can also be a part of some of the Zoom events because we're
going
to have various Zoom events all throughout the day.
So I can ask questions.
You can ask questions and ask questions to health professionals and really say, hey, where do I need to be? Where do I need to go? And really learn more about the programs, the information, and figure out maybe what your next steps are.
Okay. So then, but the next day, on the 14th, you're opening it up a bit.
We are. So on the 14th, like I said, typically we usually have these big in-person events, but what we're doing this year we're doing smaller events, you know, obviously working with our social distancing, but they're going to be at all four of our branches. We're going to be providing direct services, things like, you know, glucose testing, balance screening, you know, a lot of metrics. So knowing your numbers, your weight, your BMI, hip waist ratio, where are you, mm-hmm. where do you need to be, and how can you set goals maybe for the upcoming year 2021 on, you know, getting back maybe to a healthier you.
Okay.
So that will be going on at all of our branches from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. on the 14th. We'll also be doing a 1 mile walk run for diabetes awareness at three out of our four branches. So definitely check each branch. Some branches have, you know, different in-person services,
mm-hmm.
and you can sign up for those, and we'll be accepting, you know, a certain block of people per hour, you know, in order for us to, you know, make sure that everyone stays safe.
So if I like this because if I go to the Butler Road branch or the Spotsylvania branch or
right.
the King George branch
yeah.
or the Caroline branch, wherever I feel at home, I can go. And the learning the metrics, we were just talking about that off air a few minutes ago, especially in these days, sometimes, you know, that's just something we're not thinking about, but you need to know it.
Exactly, because there are a lot of people that have uncontrolled blood pressure, you know, or have high blood sugar, and they're unaware of that until they get these really, really vital screenings. So we encourage people to definitely come out to our branches for that. We'll be starting a membership special as well. So if you are new or interested in joining the Y, you can sign up for a 2-week free membership that will entitle you to not only check out what we have going on that day, but also check out some of our fitness classes. We have a lot of fitness demos for kids and for families on that day, on the 14th from 9 to 12. So a lot of demos going on just to kind of show you what you can do, you know, in our branches, outside of our branches, and virtually, as I spoke about before.
Well, and as we talk about these, the pandemic, Naomi, the mental health component of all this is just huge, and we see it over and over
it
again.
Is.
And this is a way to help that.
It really is. I mean, as we spoke about a little bit before, mental health is a big deal. A lot of people are struggling. A lot of people are stressed. You know, whether it is loss of jobs or loss of are working from home and homeschooling at the same time.
Right.
You know, we were talking about this earlier, Kathy. You know, there's just a lot of stresses and then there's just a lot going on in our country right now. So, you know, people are, you know, just trying to figure out how to handle that. And we know that exercise and taking care of yourself really does help, you know, with the stress reduction. It helps with sleep. It helps with, you know, so many things. And so we really want to, you know, kind of hit hard or make sure that people know, hey, take that time to take care of yourself, you know, and let us help you with that. You know, let us show you different ways that you can do that.
So, again, the 2-week trial membership at the Y, if you're not a Y member, that will show you all that's available at the Y.
Yes, you'll be able to come in and really take advantage of all the Y has to offer, as well as you'll have the opportunity to sign up for some of the programs that I discussed further at a discount. So, for instance, you know, for the first 50 people, if you're dealing with hypertension, we're offering our blood pressure self-monitoring program for free.
Whoa.
You know, if, you know, once you come on in, we're offering our lifelong essentials for nutrition and exercise and nutrition program 50% off, 20% off the diabetes prevention program. So we're really wanting to make sure that people have the opportunities to join these programs. And then, of course, we all know about the YMCA is that we work hard on never turning anyone away. So if these programs are something that you really feel you need, come to us and we'll really work with you to try to get you involved in one of them for sure.
And we were talking earlier just about the things. I mean, you've got therapeutic pools. You've got all kinds of different things. For those of us who have injuries.
Yes,
and
we were talking about that, weren't we?
Don't take care of ourselves or try to self-heal and discover we can't.
Yes.
There really are a wide variety of things at all the branches.
All of the branches have wellness centers that have, you know, equipment specifically designed for people with therapeutic needs that don't put pressure on your joints. We have our pools, you know, some of our branches have our therapeutic pools with zero depth entries where you can walk in. They're heated up, you know, a lot warmer, so it's really great for arthritis and, as we say, you know, maybe anyone that's bone on bone, that type of thing. But lots of different classes there. And I wanted to mention, you know, since we are getting into that holiday time, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, you know, we know that the average person gains around 5 pounds during the holidays. I know.
Wow, really?
Yes. So we at all of our 4 branches are also doing something called the Healthy Holiday Payback Challenge, where, again, we want people to focus on their health. And it's a 3-month challenge where we have certified personal trainers that are going to come alongside people that enter this challenge. It's $20 for 3 months. and they get to, you know, really learn about nutrition and, you know, learn about different ways to exercise. And they're going to be encouraged each week. They'll be a part of a group that's, you know, recipes and just saying, hey, I'm doing this week. And really, it's kind of fun where, you know, we get to kind of challenge each other and compete against each other, but at the same time, really work on our health and wellness goals. So we have that Healthy Holiday Payback Challenge coming up soon. It's already open for registration.
Interesting. And for only $20, that's nothing.
$20. Yeah. And that really gets that extra help from the certified personal trainer. You know, they'll be connecting with everyone in the group and just kind of seeing where they are, making sure that they get plugged in. They'll be focusing on maybe different nutritional aspects, whether it's getting in extra water, whether it's, you know, you and I have talked about, you know, reducing sugar.
Reduce sugar,
not drinking so much pop or soda, whatever you want to call
yeah.
it. You know, ways to get more fiber in. There'll be different focuses on, you know, each week. So sometimes it's nice to just focus on one thing versus, you know, being overwhelmed by the big picture of mm-hmm. wellness. So it's nice when you have a group of people that you can, you know, be involved with and just say, hey, we're going to work on this week, or we're going to focus on this aspect as a team. So
that accountability
is so important.
Is key.
You know, especially since, like we said, we have a million things going on.
Mm-hmm.
So to be a part of a group that's focusing on just, hey, let's take care of ourselves. Let's support each other through this process.
Exactly, the support, yes.
You know, when I want to pick up that brownie or that cookie, maybe I can, you know, just talk to my group members and they're going to encourage me not to do that.
Yeah.
Say no.
Drink some water instead.
Drink
Put the brownie down.
You know, or let's figure out a healthier way to go about this, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, because sometimes you need that, or to know if I have that, you know, I'm going to have to tell my group, or they're going to ask me.
Exactly. You know, mm-hmm. everyone's going to get point cards. So like every little positive thing they do, they're going to get points for. Right.
Ooh.
So that's another exciting thing, you know, like when you know, like, hey, you know, I'm going to get rewarded for this, for going to this class, or for, like I said, you know, eating this food versus this food, you know, for, you know, losing, you know, some weight, you know, and it all goes towards, you know, fun prizes that you can win, t-shirts and, you know, cups and you name it. Like we have so many different prizes and fun things that people mm-hmm. can earn throughout the course of the 3 months that I think that people are going to really embrace it. I know that the people that have signed up so far are super excited.
It's called the Healthy Holiday Payback Challenge. And just go to YMCA, family-ymca.org for information.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Sounds fun.
It's going to be there.
Sounds fun. When does it start?
It officially starts November 14th. So
okay.
When that in-person event. So
yeah.
For those that want to, that have signed up or would like to sign up, they're going to come in on the 14th and they're going to get all their metrics done. So we're going to do pre and post testing so people can really kind of see where they start and then work towards those goals and then find out where they finish the week of January 11th.
Okay.
So, yeah, so it's that where we'll be with you that whole time.
That makes it just sound very doable, too.
It's doable. It's one step at a time. And like I said, you know, we're not saying that you can't have, you know, maybe that piece of cake or that brownie.
Maybe just one
yes.
instead of three.
But how do we I know, right? But how do we do that in a way that is going to progress us forward, you know, and still allow us to be healthy? So, mm-hmm. you know, those are the things that we'll be working through throughout the challenge, and we're excited about it.
I told you a couple years ago, we did a show, and we had the sugar show. It was the sugar show.
The sugar show.
And we spent a lot of time, and it was just, and it was, for me, it was just life-changing.
It's amazing how sugar is being put into so many things.
So many things.
So learning how to read labels. And really being able to decipher, you know, the options that you're choosing when you go into the grocery store are important. So, you know, that I'm excited, again, with Giant Foods talking about mindful eating. Because really, you know, you do have to be mindful when you're going into the grocery store and mm-hmm. picking your food. You know, sometimes one product to another could be the same thing, but it's going to have maybe 25% less sugar. And all of those things add up. So knowledge, to me, is power. You know, knowing what you're eating, knowing about your labels are important, and that really does help you reach your goals.
So when I went in this week and I got those cherry slices, it probably wasn't a good idea.
Cherry slices?
Those cherry, they're like... They're cherry and orange slices. They're candy.
Oh, the candies.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, probably not a good
I probably shouldn't have done that.
Maybe like more like cherries or orange, like slices. Orange slices.
Yeah, so, right, or apple slices.
Slices.
Yes. Yeah.
The, use the actual fruit.
The actual fruit. Yes. I think would be good.
I knew it. As you said, every time you come in, Naomi, I learn more things.
We talk about those options.
I know.
Right?
We do. As far as you mentioned, as far as just these kind of things don't happen without a lot of sponsorships. You mentioned Mary Washington and Giant.
Anthem has also come on board and sponsored us. And so we're excited that, you know, they're backing us. They also really want to make sure that, you know, people are taking charge of their health, and we're still providing that education, much needed education, in any way that we can. So we're excited to definitely partner with Mary Washington's, especially on all the educational pieces of this virtual health fair.
So the community health fair, the virtual part is on the 13th. The 14th is at the various branches.
Is it all of our branches? Come on in, you know, sign up for the free trial 2-week membership and get plugged into community health programs. We have lots going on, you know, coming up in January 2021 versus both in person and virtual.
Yeah. And again, the virtual stuff, go check the WISE YouTube page.
Yes.
Because there really is
as far as all of our classes, if you want to get plugged in right away, those are all free.
You did some classes, didn't you, Kathy?
Oh, unfortunately, I kind of missed that bucket. Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't sure. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not one of the local celebrities on the face of YouTube.
Okay.
I did some few little silly videos setting up race courses.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just cheering. I'll cheer from the sidelines and put these races on for our people.
Well, we're going to talk about that when we come back because the Turkey Trot is back.
It is back.
And
20
it
days.
Is sign up time, and we're going to talk about that to wrap this up. Naomi Murdoch, the Community Health Wellness Director with the Y, here along with Kathy Wiese. She's the YMCA Race Director of the Rappahannock YMCA. Our focus, family-ymca.org. We will conclude when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Rappahannock YMCA, our focus with Naomi Murdoch and Kathy Wiese here this morning. We started off talking about the Turkey Trot that will take place. And again, it is runsignup.com.
Yes.
Need to just separate those because I put our so it's runsignup.com. That's how you get get signed up.
Yes. Yes. There will be a link on family-ymca.org, our the YMCA website. But if you can just go straight to the race registration portal, runsignup.com, look for the Rappahannock area YMCA Turkey Trot, and it'll be right there. And you can click to run the event virtually, in person, or you can come and volunteer. We are still we will never turn away a volunteer. We will have a job for you.
We talked about sponsors for a lot of Naomi's events. I know you've got a ton of sponsors that are helping.
We do.
Out here.
We've got some big sponsors: Mary Washington Healthcare, yes. Rappahannock Orthodontics, Pohanka Honda of Fredericksburg. Those have been key sponsors for us for years past, and they are supporting us again this year. So we're so happy that they are. Dick's Sporting Goods is actually come in, and they will be giving out all of our age group winners gift cards to the store.
Oh, yay.
And then the runners the following weekend, following Black Friday, you'll get a 20% off coupon. So, woohoo.
Okay.
We've had a lot of good support, and again, just so happy to have this race going.
It will be a safe race.
It'll be safe.
It's going to have a different look to it.
It will. Even the start line, the starting corral, will have 300 dots inside the corral, socially distant. So runners will have a dot to start on, and it is a chip-timed event. So even if you're in the back of those 300 people, your time will not start until you go through that start line.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So that's another great thing. So I guess you shouldn't wait to sign up because you should
sign up soon because you are guaranteed a new race shirt, a new design, a new gray long sleeve T-shirt.
Whoa, gray!
Gray. It is gray this year.
I don't know. I've run and been involved with the Turkey Trot for a lot of years.
I don't think this will be the first year. I don't think I've ever
remembered anything but a white shirt.
Right. So this will be the first year, and November 10th, that is the last day to be guaranteed a shirt, and and we will have them at packet pickup on Wednesday. So we have packet pickup for people who are running virtually or in person. They can still come pick up their packets Wednesday, November 25th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at James Monroe High School.
The first wave goes off at 7:15?
7:15 is the first wave. And then we have 7:20, 7:25, and then 20-minute break, 7:45, 7:50, 7:55. And then the roads will be open by 9:30.
You really have thought this out, though, because to move the start back and to put the end at Fall Hill Avenue,
yes,
changes it.
It really
keeps
does.
Everybody apart.
Because we can't have spectators. We're really, even though we have a large group of people running, we can't have large spectator groups gathering. So we've really thought a lot about that. And just changing that start and finish line area, you know, helps to break up the grouping. We are saying right now, you know, you need to pick up your packets on Wednesday. So as to also prevent, we used to have race day sign up.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we're only saying Wednesday. We'll see, but people can pick up their packets for those who are coming from long distance out of town, or maybe they can't make it on Wednesday. They could pick up their packet Thursday morning.
And the kids race will be virtual.
Kids race 100% virtual. So the kids can come, or parents can come and pick up their children's packets with their bibs, their T-shirt, and the medal, and then the parents can give their medal to their little ones when they run at home.
It is so good to be talking about this.
It is so nice to be talking about it. Yay, races back in the area.
Yes. Runsignup.com. Runsignup.com. And Kathy, I hope to see a lot of you next year with races and stuff that we
Same
can at
here.
Least get
That's
back
right.
to doing that. And before we get out of here, Naomi, again, next Friday, it's the community health fair, the virtual Friday. In-person Saturday.
Yes, that's right. And one more thing I wanted to mention is that we also, and I can't believe I didn't mention this earlier, we have the Virginia Fine Arts Museum. Big, you know, tractor trailer that is coming to the Massad Family YMCA site on Friday from 9 to 3 and Saturday from 9 to 12. So if you're interested in art and just really want, you know, that mental health break, looking at something fun, come out and look at that. I mean, it's great. They're coming from Richmond, and we're so excited to have them. So that's
going to
be part of our in-person event from 9 to 12 at the Massad Family YMCA.
And again, the Healthy Holiday Payback Challenge is a great chance to learn a lot and
Be paired with some personal trainers and other people that are going through the same thing. That's kickoff is November 14th. So come on, sign up at any one of our four YMCA locations. And, you know, again, if you're interested in the health fair, click on at www.family-ymca.org/health.
And also to sign up for the Turkey Trot, it is runsignup.com.
Runsignup.com.
Yes.
And come and sign up, and it's all virtual. I mean, all, you know, tap it right by your phone. You can download it and do it all by your phone. It's so easy.
I feel like all the information we have covered in the last hour, we've sort of, this is sort of like, would this count as a workout, Naomi? Could I count this as, no, you're looking, no.
You know, that's debatable.
that's what I was afraid of. Thank you both for coming in. This was great stuff. And this is, I look forward to doing many more of these shows. Family-YMCA.org again to sign up, or runsignup.com. Naomi Murdoch, Kathy Wiese, thank you so much.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Yes.
Yes.
I know.
Yes, it's coming the first
up.
Time that's been said.
I know.
Thank you.
Thanksgiving's coming.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.